السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة المفتي عبد القادر سادات دامة وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بيو حضرة المفتي سادات. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afa, afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Allah protect you and grant you afiyat. Mufti Sadat, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Safar 1446. Tonight after Maghrib, we should be scanning the sky for the new moon and the crescent of Rabi'ul Awwal. If it sighted any part of the world, so then for that area there, that will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. For us here in South Africa, it's but difficult because it's only 14 hours. So 90%, 99%, it will not be sighted. And then tomorrow will be the 30th, and then Wednesday night will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, insha'Allah al-Aziz. But let's wait for confirmation tonight and see what happens, whatever is khair, and for the betterment of that ummah that will happen, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, and verses 118 to 122. We continue with the episode, incident, and story of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Moses and Aaron, as mentioned in the Bible. Obviously, we don't accept everything of the Bible, but I just use the terminology because we have many non-Muslim listeners as well, and they also want to know. So why did Almighty Allah mention this incident of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, so many a time in the noble Quran to show us, لِكُلِّ Fir'aun in Musa, always there will be a tussle and a conflict between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So that is the system, remember, of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So see today, even in Palestine, other parts of the world, it's a conflict tussle between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So to show us that we have to remain steadfast and not buckle under pressure, and we must always place our trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 37, verse number 118. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا. And we gave them the guidance. So what does this mean? It means that guidance, hidayat, only comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Quran Sharif will guide people. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will guide people. But to enter that nur and that radiance and effulgence of iman in a person's heart, that nobody can do besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleaded, begged his uncle Abu Talib, that embrace iman, say the kalima, and from the depth of your heart, from the inner recess of your heart, I will intercede for you. But he did not embrace Iman, Islam, and Almighty Allah revealed the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَى. Verily you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot give guidance to whomsoever you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah will give guidance to whomsoever He wishes. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Almighty Allah is all-knowing of those who have the guidance and are on the right path. Chapter number 28, Surah Qasas, verse 56. So here also we should understand that Abu Talib is in Jahannam, and the hadith is authentic there in Bukhari Sharif. So we don't have to curry favor with people or Shias or whoever else, remember that. We have to protect what Quran Sharif teaches us and propagate that, what the Sunnah Mubarakah, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum taught us. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. What is Hidayat? Today we translate it as guidance. It's an incomplete translation and explanation. That Hidayat means اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. That Ya Allah grant us that nur, radiance, effulgence that will enter the inner recesses of our heart. As a result of that, we will draw a dichotomy, distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. We guided both of them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, to the right path, straight path. In age, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam is elder, but in prominence, rank and status, definitely Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is much, much greater. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we, Allah Ta'ala uses the royal pronoun we, why? To stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. It's a symbol and sign of reverence and respect. When you study Semitic languages, you will find this is a common practice. So وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left them, the both of them, in the latter generations. You see, even the Bible today, that it speaks about them. So the Christians, the Jews, and everybody. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. So peace be upon them, upon Moses and Aaron. Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun, I told you many a time that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's nami, ismi grami mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he was dark in complexion. And wa Harun, and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, so his nami mentioned 20 times in a noble Quran. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Verily we, this is how we reward the people who fulfill their duty with beauty, who fulfill their duty with sincerity. They do so only, solely, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah praises them further. Innahuma, verily both of them. So Allah took their names and now the pronoun, the zamir. Innahuma, verily both of them, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, min ibadina al-mu'mineen. They are from our special servants who are the true believers with conviction. Pakka satcha mu'min. So not like me and you. Today me and you, 99-90% of us are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. In public with somebody else, in private with somebody else. And remember that we cause problems like that for ourselves, that we think that we will get away. Then Allah Ta'ala disgraces people. Allah have mercy on us. Allah makes satari, cover our vices and sins. Allah is ghaffar. Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving, very, very forgiving. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today is the 29th of Safar, 1446. Gaza genocide, 333. So 333 days, more than 11 months. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally, what's happening in the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. After last night's Q&A, it was late at night, I can't remember exactly, 10:45, 11 o'clock. I sent to you all what's happening, remember, in Palestine, occupied Palestine. There's a place called Zulkarm. Remember that there, our Palestinian brothers, Hamas, blew up the Israelis. 5, 6, 7 of them died and sent to hell and dispatched straight to hell. Many of them roasted, toasted in hell, and others on the way to hell, transit, injured, wounded. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're very happy about that, and we praise Almighty Allah alone for all these bounties and favors, and we have no sympathy, empathy for these haramis and terrorists and occupiers and squatters. So last night Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, gave a talk to his people and said the fall of the Philadelphia, so that portion there between Egypt and Gaza, no, our army must be there. And then the protest started again. The days of rage, as the Haaretz newspaper mentioned it. So the people are livid. The people are furious. Then he asked forgiveness to the Jewish people and said, I've asked you forgiveness. They're not prepared to forgive him because they know he's a serial liar and he's doing all this just to remain in power. He and his quote, and his terrorist right-wing Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, all haramis, the three musketeers. Islamically, they should be hanged in public. So thousands are going and demonstrating and protesting for the third day now. And they say, we're not going to stop until he resigns, or either we kick him out. So you can see that's exactly what the Quran Sharif taught us. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14:14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who have no aql and no understanding and so forth. So remember that, and we find that he says that we will have ceasefire if the Philadelphia agreement is there. Meaning Hamas must agree to that. Hamas say go to hell. So we are prepared to fight till the end. And anytime you come nearer to your hostages and your people and you want to liberate them, we shoot them. 100%. We agree with Hamas. So if you want things your way, we will put away more hostages and we will dispatch them back to you, and you can come pick them up in your plastic bags and coffins and so forth. 100% right. Biden, the harami, the butcher, say Joe genocide. He's negotiating with Egypt and Qatar, the mediators, and not with Bibi, because Bibi is becoming a big obstacle. Now only you realized it, Biden, you fool and idiot. Bibi asked the Jutlas, you must remember, for forgiveness, but they know he's a serial liar and they did not accept it. UK, can you imagine this? These are the axes of evil. America, UK, and remember Israel. These are the axes of evil, the biggest terrorists. Now Starmer woke up from his slumber and says there will be a partial ban on arms to Israel. He says not because Israel is guilty of terrorism or war crimes and so forth, but because not sufficient aid is going into Gaza, and because they were tortured and so forth, the Palestinians in the Israeli prisons. Go pull another one, Starmer. Don't try and talk nonsense here. That what you are saying and your regime is saying, even the animals in our Kruger Park might smile at your nonsense there. You know Israel is guilty as charged, but now you just want to put a spin on it and so forth. Listen to this story here. So United States of America, who have invaded more than 50 countries after World War II. You can go check it up. Go to Google and see. So now yesterday, day for yesterday, what they did, the U.S. steals and seizes the Venezuelan president's plane. And that plane was parked there in the Dominican Republic. And they said, no, it's a breach of sanctions. So they seize it and they take it away. That is America. Regime change, occupation, put military here, military there. and still try and justify it and so forth. So now what happened in Venezuela yesterday? So the Supreme Court said that we have a warrant of arrest for the opposition Gonzalez, and once they catch him, he will go straight to jail for contempt of the court and so forth. He's supposed to appear in court. He didn't appear. Very good. Put them in jail and teach them a lesson. Hamas warns that more and more captives will land up in coffins and in body bags. Don't try any stunt with us. The game is over. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, says, we're going for broke now. We're going to turn the whole Israeli population against the Three Musketeers, against Bibi Netanyahu, against the Shaitan Smotrich and Etimar Bin Gvir. All haramis they are, super terrorists they are. Austin, he is the Minister of Defense. You know, in America, they like to be different. They don't say Minister, they say Secretary of Defense. So Austin is the African guy, right? Black American. And he says that no, Hamas must be held to account. They are barbaric people, and they are the ones who killed 6 Israelis hostages. What about you? You killed 200,000 people in Gaza alone, and with your arms, with your ammunition, with your people, how many boots you got on the ground there with dual citizenship, American, Israeli, and so forth. Austin, don't be a fool and an idiot. This is my personal message to you. You are an African guy. You forgot what they did with Colin Powell? They used Colin Powell, the African, and he told the world and he told the United Nations there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And you know what a big lie that was. And you murdered over 1 million people in Iraq, 500,000 of them babies and children. And your Madeleine Albright is roasted, is being roasted and toasted in hell as she is dispatched to hell, the Jutli, the Jewess. So don't be a fool and play to the white man and so forth and so on, because you are the first African to be the Minister of Defense, the Secretary of Defense. They use you. Don't be an idiot. How they use Barack Obama? Barack Obama told the world, once I'm a president, then I will close Guantanamo Bay. When he became president, he couldn't close it. He said Congress didn't allow me. So they use you, and you're another idiot being used by the white man and by the deep state. You're a fool or what? So remember, arms sales from Serbia to Israel are increasing. Serbia, big harami. We know what they did to our Muslim men, women, children. Even the dead, they did not live in peace. They raped them even after the death. So remember the Serbs and what they were guilty of, war crimes, helping Israel to the hilt and sending more and more arms there. Rabita Alame Islami, the Murtad Isa, is here in Tanzania, and he's the one who said that no, we must have sympathy for the Jutlas, Auschwitz, whatever the hell it is. So he said that we must go and see all that. He said, France, you must listen to the government, and you women must remove your niqab and so forth. Muslim does. Pakka shaitan murtad, and now they bribe the poor countries, give them Quran, give them money, have some Qirat competition. And the people say, wah, wah, shabash, Qalandar. What a great government is Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. But ask Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, building sanama in Makkah, having sanamas in Medina, having bikini beaches in Jeddah, and all this, inviting the gays and the lesbians and all that for the festival, musical festival. It's permissible, all this. Absolutely haram. No Khadimul Haramain, Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Islam and Muslim. Hungary says they cannot survive without Russian oil. Putin knows where to put them. Putin, I like you. You're a big harami. But we need haramis in this day and this age to sort out the Americans, the Europeans, and the British, and the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children in Israel. Turkey applies to become the latest member of BRICS. BRICS is now a lot of BRICS there, a lot of magnets there. So many countries standing in the queue there, we want to join you. Another terrible incident in the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, and 6 people dead there, 13 injured, Now, you need to understand, these are basic things. So what happens is this, that so many years, and they removed the Taliban, this president came, and all of them lost against the Mujahideen, all of them lost against the Taliban. The Taliban are in power in Afghanistan for 3 years, 100% they have weaknesses, shortcomings. Don't we have? We have worse than them. So we are worse than them, that we commit more sins than them. So, but look at the good they have done. They defeated the coalition, America leading the pack, 48 countries. And Trump says the worst defeat in the history of America. They had to put their tails between their legs and run. And they left billions and billions of arms, ammunition, vehicles there, and they paraded them. So now America knows the weakness of people. Give money, give this, give that. Aurat, daulat ne ummat ko tabah kar di. Women and money have destroyed this ummah. Go and carry out a suicide attack here, suicide attack there. Again, they're trying to destabilize them after they were totally defeated and humiliated. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, Kabul, Afghanistan, and all our places. Hamas attacks, okay, that I gave you in Zulkarnain. A church burns every 15 days in France. You see that? They don't know the reason. The more you're going to attack Islam and Muslims, the more there will be retribution, divine retribution. Allah ki lathi be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Suddenly this church is burning, suddenly that one is burning. The Christians are getting confused and the fuses are getting blown. Hey, what the hell is happening? Must be we following the wrong religion. How the hell can you come with a theory and say that 3 is equal to 1 and 1 is equal to 3 and call it Trinity? You're confusing your own people. The confused are leading the confused. So remember that that is the height of kufr and blasphemy. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا. A German diplomat says and admits and confesses he lied to say that Hamas raped the Jewish women and so forth on October 7th. There you have it from the horse's mouth. And remember, in America, many of the newspapers, they had to apologize for their lies, propaganda, hasbara against Hamas and so forth. When they are released, they say that they treated us with respect. It's you, the people, remember, you jutlas haramis, who rape our people, who murder our babies and children, and you want to come tell us you are the most moral army. Yes, you are the most immoral army in the entire world, remember that. Listen to this. The Quran speaks of this. Everything you want, if you study and you ask Allah, Allah will show you. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. Adopt the quality of taqwa and true piety, and Allah will become your teacher. Quran Kareem states regarding the Jutlas and the Jews and Jutlis, the females also, that layyam bi al-sinatihim, they speak with a forked tongue. They will say, we want peace, peace. But what peace? Not P-E-A-C-E, P-I-E-C-E. How they can steal the more land of the Palestinians and so forth. So now they said, I sent it out last night to the groups and everywhere. So they said, we must use the word, we inherited this land, and not use the word occupied the land. Can you believe these Jutlas and with their hasbara and propaganda? Let's come to local news here, South Africa. The city of Johannesburg had a place, right? That was place of retirement. The old citizens, senior citizens were there. So they lost it, and now it became a headquarters for sex and drugs and so forth. So that is our South Africa. There was a big circus run by comedians and so forth. Now there's a lady, and you can see it, you must remember, then the citizen. And they got her photo and what have you with the article. Her name, the way they spelled it, is P-R-I-S-H-N-E, Prishni Khan. That's what the name they got. She was found in a freezer. and she was avoiding, you must remember, charges against her for fraud and so forth. They looked everywhere. For 1 year, they couldn't find her. And when they found her, they found her in a freezer. I wonder whether that freezer was connected or disconnected. It must be disconnected. Otherwise, she should become total turkey. So frozen, you must remember. So that is our South Africa. It takes the cops 1 year to find the person in the freezer. So that's our South Africa. Listen to this one. I laughed last night, 11 o'clock at night, you know. A cop, South African cop, he used the SAPS vehicle, SEPS vehicle, and he's not looking for the crooks, he's selling Viagra to the people. Can you believe that? South African cop using the SEPS vehicle, South African Police Services vehicle, to sell Viagra. He wanted to send the people to the Niagara Falls. You see that? Bunch of haramis we have. And the politicians, cops, majority of them crooked to the core. And that's why South Africa is so good for us. Because every second guy is corrupted and they corrupt everybody else. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah have mercy on this beautiful country of ours. Our program for today, inshallah, Aziz, will be 8:30 to 9, Mama Musa Lahir. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and thereafter, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran, and 8 to 9 will be Mawlana Musa Lahir's program on Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah, how we can purify and cleanse our hearts and souls. Mawlana Salim Kareem, we have more than 15 minutes, inshallah, Aziz. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Sahab, can my 13-year-old son be my mahram for Umrah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are three issues here. Whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, remember it is compulsory for you to travel, my sister, with your husband or with a mahram. Mahram means a person you can never ever get married to, nor now nor in the future, your father, your brother, your son, and so forth. Remember what the Saudis have done, that they say women don't need mahram, and that their whole aim is just to make money, got nothing to do with Sharia. So therefore we say the Saudi current regime, a kuffar regime, they are there to dismantle Islam and not to make, they are doing a disservice to Islam and not serving Islam and Muslims. I sent out to you yesterday, go read all that courtesy of Flywell Travel, what are the restrictions and laws and rules and regulations for Hajj 2025, and you will see all these type of things there. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, now you say your son is 13 years old. The earliest in Islam that a boy becomes baligh and mature is 12 years old. For a girl is 9 years old. That's the earliest. Now you must verify whether your son is baligh or not. So how will you do that? Did he have a wet dream already or not? If he had a wet dream, then he's a mahram. He's baligh, he's mature, he's sane. Then he can go, you take him with. But if you have doubt and he didn't have a wet dream, then he is not a mahram for you as yet, because you must be aqil, baligh, and so forth. So he must be sane, he must be mature, then he can take you with. So you need to be very careful, sister. And I would not advise you, you just say, no, he's baligh, when you know he's not baligh. Our aim must be to please Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, not to please our worms, fancies, and ego and desires. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its totality. Not Islam must enter into our worms, fancies, and desires.
Mufti Sahab, I have joined the Tabligh Jamaat many times, but I want to know, why do we go for 4 months to Pakistan? What's the purpose for this?
MashaAllah, I told you so many a time that the work of Dawat and Tabligh is the best work. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, started this work of Dawat Tabligh in the year 25-26. If you look at it now, that is Gregorian calendar, is 100 years Islamically. And Hazrat passed away in the year 1944. He's buried there in the Markaz, Nizamuddin and so forth, you know. So before that was out of the masjid, now because of the extension, expansion, is come like inside the masjid and so forth. So see, my brother, simple question, answer I give you. You see, Ma Salim Kareem, ladies is speaking, I'm here in Indonesia, I'm speaking with Allah's help, right? Ma Salim Kareem spent 10 years, how many years? 10 years in Karachi. I spent, you must remember, approximately 7 years. So why did we go to Pakistan? We went to Pakistan to further our studies. I became Hafiz by my Ustad, beloved Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia in Heidelberg. And then I went, Ma Salim Kareem became Hafiz there by Qari Rashid, there in Pakistan, in Karachi, and then studied and all that there and got graduated. So it shows, my brother, when you want to learn something from the elders, then you have to go and make the sacrifices. So therefore, it's very good for you to go to Pakistan and go to Bangladesh, go to India, wherever they should say IPB before, India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. But nowadays it's Pakistan, visa and a lot of stories. So you should go there, you learn the work directly from the elders and the people, the seniors and so forth, and from them we get the guidance and so forth. So why our students, I'm asking you, how many of our students go today? They go to America, they go Canada, they go to the West, they go to the East to go and study. Nobody objects on that. They say, no, their certificate has more weight and more experience and so forth. So regarding deen, we must take the deen from the people who are the best. Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, used to say, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deedakum, watch out from whom you are imbibing, acquiring your deen. We can't sit on our laurels and think of Hadi and on the lazy boy and think we will learn deen from internet and Mr. Google and Madam Google and Madam AI and all that. All that is shaitaniyat, dwallu wa adwallu. You go astray and lead others astray. Go more. 4 months you went, go another 4 months, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what can I do to have a clean heart for people? I overthink the events of the past and how my teachers or family treated me. Please advise me, Mufti Sahab.
First thing, my brother, you must learn this one verse of the Noble Quran, chapter 59, verse 10. Okay? Where is chapter 59, verse 10? Go open the 28 Juz, 28 Supara of the Noble Quran. Yesterday, I had a good chat, you understood, one ma, auntie, she's 80, 90 years old. She sent me a message and said, Mufti Saab, I'm so happy. My radio is working. There's noor in my house, but still I feel so lonely and so forth. So because she shouts me so much, you understood? So I asked her, Ma, you heard your name? She said, 100%. So now also she's listening, inshallah. So they say, what's all this chapter 59, verse 10? We don't understand. So Ma, you go now to the 28th. Okay, Qad Sami Allah. Go there where the first quarter is, and then you will see Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verse 10, where the first quarter ends. And there you will find this wonderful, beautiful dua. So which dua? Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. Last night we had a janazah of Ahmad Mal. He passed away, janazah 10 o'clock. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la and all the marhumin. But what about us who are living? So Quran says in the same verse, chapter 59, verse 8, verse 10, verse 8, and this is in the 28th supara, chapter 59, verse 10. وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, rancor, hatred. In Urdu, the beautiful translation will read, Ya Allah, humare dilo ke andar kudurat mat daliyega. That's the good translation. Ya Allah, do not place in our heart the malice, rancor, hatred for who? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the true believers. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are the one who is very, very compassionate, very, very Merciful, chapter 59, verse number 10, the quarter, first quarter of the 28th Jews, the 28th Subara. So read that. Second one, the people against whom you have malice, rancor, hatred, praise them in their absence. Say, no, that person has this quality, he has this quality. So sil man qata'ak. That is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. People were cutting off ties with you, you go and join ties with them. So how will that happen? That will happen when we speak good about them in their absence and so forth and so on. So remember, sister, brother, it's better for you to fight fire with water and extinguish it rather than fighting fire for fire with fire, because this is not a battle of deen. It's all to do with our ego, that why he told me that, why she told me that. 90% of our battles and our rows and ructions and differences are to do with our own ego, lust and desires and so forth. Very little to do with deen. Yes, if it is deen, like how we take on the jutlas, how we take on the kuffar shias, that we fight fire with fire. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is what you must do, and give out charity every day. One rain also, Allah Jalla Wala will change it. Asallahu ayyajala baynakum wa baynal ladhina aadaytum minhum mawadda. Many a time people with whom there was enmity, but if both parties are sincere, Allah will change that enmity into mahabba and mawadda and true love. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, remember that. So Almighty Allah, give us the true understanding of this deen of Islam. Let me give you the verse and you will find it. Chapter number 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse number 7. Chapter 60, 60, verse number 7 in the 28th Subara.
Mufti Sahib, how many minutes before Maghrib is one allowed to perform Asr Salah in case one is unable to make Salah after Azad?
Remember that every Muslim person should try and make all the first salat on time, and that is, the men should read their first salat in the masjid as far as possible, the women on time there at home. You can't say that you are making samosas and bhajjas and that, and then you got delayed. That's not the feeble, that's not a valid excuse, it's a feeble excuse. So, but it does happen sometimes that you think you must remember you will make it to that masjid, or you will reach home, or what, maybe you musafir, or even if you are not musafir, a traveler, lo and behold, there's accident on the highway, you got caught up in the traffic, whatever. So remember, even 5, 10, 15 minutes before sunset, you must read your Asr Salat. Even if you are completing it in sunset, you must read. But remember that type of salat. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tilka salatul munafiq." That is the salat of the hypocrites. They wait for the sun to set, on the verge of setting. Now they go read their asr, and how they read it? Naqara arba'a. You see how the bird and the pigeon, it likes, you know, like every day when I come back from Fajr, I got the two tires. One tire for the bird food. One tire for the water, and from on top I just look, I see the airport is busy. Marcus Sahaba airport is busy. All the planes are landing from different direction, and you must see how they walk. You don't understood? Now say, wah wah, what a nice breakfast we got. You see that? So you must see how they behave. Excellent, you must remember. Animal behavior, you see that? Or bird behavior, call it whatever you want to. So me and you must realize that what our women are doing, many of them, what our men are doing, delaying asr right till the ending time, then they peck the earth, how the birds do. So that is not permissible in Islam. That is tilka salatul munafiq, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif.
What dua can be read for easy labor for a pregnant woman during contractions and labor?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 21, verse 30. This is the 17th Supara, Surah Anbiya, the messengers, the prophets, regarding them, the surah is dedicated to them. And verse number 30, 30. Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a lesson. Everything is a lesson, a sign and a symbol of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. Don't they see these non-Muslims? The heavens and the earth were all stuck together. Stuck together. Mother and fetus stuck together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And then we separated it easily. So read that ayah there. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And you'll see, inshallah, Allah will make your labor pains easy for you and give our charity. And read chapter 37, verse 100. رَبِّ هَبَلِّي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, grant me pious children, normal children. So two verses, my mother, my sister, my daughter, you must read, and that is chapter 21 and verse number 30 in the 17th surah. And then after Surah Yasin is Surah Safat, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Read that and give out charity. Allah make easy, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, my brother is taking me to Baghdad Sharif. Please advise what places to visit.
Excellent. Iraq has got so much history. We spent almost a week there, 2,000 hours there. When you go to Baghdad, let me start with Iraq. What is Iraq, brother? Iraq is, write it down, students, ulama. Iraq is called Ardur Rafidatain, the land of the two rivers. One side you have the Furat, the Euphrates. Other side you have the Dijla. So you must visit that. You get very nice fish there also. It's the land of prophets and messengers. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam is buried there. It's the land of Sahaba. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is buried there. Hazrat Salman Farsi, Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman, and all of them. And it is the land of the Tabi'in, where you will find Imam Abu Hanifa is buried in A'zamiya. You must go there. It is the land of Awliyaullah, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarallahu Marqadahu is buried there in Baghdad. Hazrat Junaid Baghdad Dadi is buried there. Hazrat Ma'ruf Karhi is buried there. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried there. But there's no grave now. It's next to the Dijla. Next to him, Bishr-e Hafi is buried there. What a magnificent history. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah, then you have 30 years the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they ruled. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. Majma'in, that's 30 years, all this part of Khulafa'i Rashidin. Then the Umayyad dynasty, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the capital now is Damascus, Damascus, Syria, and they rule plus minus 90 years. Then you have the Abbasid dynasty, and they rule from Baghdad, Harun Rashid, and all of them for 525 years. Their contribution is so magnificent. You have Qazi Abu Yusuf, he's buried there. So remember that. So we went to all these places in Baghdad, remember? And I don't know which agent you're going, but at that time, the best hotel in the whole of Iraq, Baghdad, was Funduk al-Rashid. Saddam Hussein, a shaheed, rahimahullah, he passed away, a Sunni. He read Kalima and he passed away. Allah grant him and grant Hafiz, doctor. You must remember Muhammad Mursi of Egypt for the and King Faisal of Saudi Arabia. We say these are shuhada, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. In our mind, we say they were good rulers. You must remember, mistakes sins we all commit. Okay, so Saddam built that hotel Funduk al-Rashid for the NMA, the NAM, Non-Aligned Movement, and then that conference got cancelled or what have you. So that was the best hotel. So I don't know which hotel, but we stayed there. Excellent hotel. So may Almighty Allah protect Iraq and the land of Muslim countries and destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.